Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad, then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my giggly wigglies?
That's cute. That's because you were just in Texas.
It sounds like one of those like creepy adult cartoons that you would watch with like the men dancing.
It sounds like there's a restaurant in Texas called the Piggly Wiggly.
I think that's like a grocery store.
It's definitely something.
Yeah. I'm the Piggly to your Wiggly.
Yeah, how was Texas?
Okay, let's be honest. After Bachelorette, don't schedule anything for at least 2 years.
No, seriously.
I was so broken. So broken. And I did a comedy festival. So a comedy festival.
Wait, where in Texas were you?
Austin, which was, of course, a vibe.
Wait, was there any part of you that was like, we should have done the... Because no. We went back and forth. Okay, that's
because there were bachelorette parties everywhere and I like couldn't make eye contact with them. I was like,
yeah,
PTSD.
You're like, yeah.
I'm sorry. No. Ja Rule showed up.
You were like, you saw bachelorette parties and you're like looking for the Becca of their bachelorette party. You're like, if you don't have a Becca, like, I don't want to go.
I would start all my sets like apologizing because I had no voice because I was like, I just came from my bachelorette, and there'd be like seven gigglers like, what?
Hannah, you legit still don't have a voice.
No, I'm not recovered. Also, but you know who has recovered? My Frada. My fake Prada is thriving. I'm thinking of starting your Instagram account for her because she's everywhere and she's loving the attention. Literally, people are stopping me for the Frada. They're not getting pictures with me. They're like, is that the Frada? Is that the ketchup Frada?
Hold on one second. My food is here. Hello?
Hey, delivery coming up.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Can you just tell the men at the front desk, like, if it's food, don't even call me. Just send it up.
Just send it. You know it's me. Whenever Craig's here, too, they call me, like, every 10 minutes because he is a sociopath and orders things and looks at it and then doesn't eat it and then reorders something. Like, this man,
that's
this morning,
insane.
asked me how to spell acai bowl. And I said, why? You've ordered one like every morning since I've known you. And not one time have you eaten it. You don't like acai
bowls. That man is sick. And I truly believe that.
Yeah. I'm like, you have a mental disorder when it comes to ordering food.
Oh my God. He asked you how to spell acai. Remember how we all called it a kai in the beginning?
I was actually really surprised that I even knew how to spell it.
I was a little surprised.
I was like, you idiot. A-C-A-I. Duh.
Duh. You uncultured swine.
Accent over the I if you're culture.
True. Or whatever. It's like under the I. Anyway.
Yeah, it's something weird.
Austin is amazing. But I did this festival, Moon Towers, my first comedy festival. It's basically like summer camp for comics. Like, they pick you up in a van with all these other comics and everyone's like so excited. And I like, yeah. I can hear light. Like, I'm just not okay.
Because you went from The Bachelorette right there.
I went to New York for a day, literally to record Giggy right. Squad and like repack, kiss butter on the forehead and leave.
Peace.
But it was so much fun. But I was just running on adrenaline. And then this is the real kicker. Mm. I finish in Austin and then I have to leave at 3 a.m. to go to Denver.
For what?
For two final shows on a Sunday. Because Hannah. Mama doesn't know how to say no to things.
Yeah, but it's like that you're paying for private school. Private school does not pay for itself.
It's true. It's true. You know? I mean, I want to have a better life for butter. And Butter wants to go to private school one day. But this is the fucked up part. So me waking up at 3, that is just a recipe for disaster.
I can't believe you even got up.
It was like through fear. You know when you wake up because you're just scared of life? Mm-hmm. And I'm like PMSing. I'm tired.
Where's Dez been?
Great question.
No, seriously. I like forgot about that.
I forgot. People are like, are you excited about your wedding? And I'm like, to who? I'm literally doing long distance. This is the longest we've gone. It's 4 weeks. So like, I'm basically marrying a stranger. And
no,
it's kinda
seriously.
Hot.
I was just going to say, I kind of like... Like, is the first time you're going to see him, like, at the altar? Like, what's going on?
It's cute. Like, but it's the longest I've gone. And it's honestly hard. Like, I'm like feeling lonely and I miss him. And then we're like kind of planning the wedding.
Yeah. Do you have much more to do in terms of like planning or like getting things ready?
Yeah. Well, we're just like finalizing stuff. Like, all the contracts are sent.
Did you ever end up getting a dress change?
We're doing it.
You are.
Do you know why? Because
why?
The wedding industry is fucked up with dresses. Like, I have a tight fitting dress and there's no range. So she hemmed it or whatever so tight to my body. And I'm like, I can't spread my legs. And she's like, why do you need to spread your legs? And I'm like,
I don't know. It's my wedding night.
It's my brand. And she's like, no, this is your wedding dress. And wedding dresses are, I guess, known to be super uncomfortable, which you know I hate.
Yeah.
And then...
I actually talked about you this weekend. I don't know how this came up in conversation, but I said, I have a friend and she doesn't own a thong. And everyone just looked at me like, what? They're like, what does she wear?
Where did you find her? In a
And I was like, granny panties. And she's also getting married next month, so I wonder what she's going to wear.
So she's doing something right. Doing something right.
That's what I said. I said, well, she is getting married, so.
Should I do a granny panties OnlyFans? I feel like there's, I don't know.
Someone has a fetish for granny panties.
It just does. We're going to get to Paige's wedding that she went to, by the way. We're going to get there.
Oh,
once I finish my boring story about, what was I talking about? Oh, the wedding dresses. The wedding industry is the only industry that someone could look you in the eye and say, you should just lose 3 pounds.
Who said it? The tailor of the dress?
Yeah, because I was like, ooh, this is tight. I'm like, tight, tight, tight. Like, I don't like it. And there's this whole movement about, like, don't try to fit into the clothes. Let the clothes fit you. And I'm, like, being all feminist.
Yep. And you're like, I've been called body positive on Instagram, so how dare you? How dare you?
I'm a body positive influencer, bitch. And I just was like, I don't love this. And she literally just goes, just lose 3 pounds. And I'm like, okay, Mean Girls. Like, what is this?
Yeah. She was like, you can try Sears.
She literally said that to me.
We only carry sizes 1, 3, and 5.
Speaking of acai bowls, did I tell you I was trying to eat healthy and I kept ordering this acai bowl that tasted so good?
They're actually just not healthy.
It was all peanut butter and I full on caltine barred myself. I gained like 10 pounds last week from acai bowls. I caltine barred. And there was so much peanut butter. I'm like, it's a health place. They wouldn't put that. It's probably like organic. No?
No, they're so sugary.
I made myself gain weight by trying to be healthy. So that's fun. So anyway, the bridal industry is fucked up. And then you have all this pressure to look like the best you've ever looked on this day.
On that day, yeah.
And you know whenever you know like a date when you're like, I need to look great. And it's always the
and
day
you look awful.
You can't get your eyeliner right. You're yep. Like, I forgot how to do eyeliner.
You're like, I'm giving myself extra time to do my makeup so good and you fuck it all up. Yeah, that's the worst.
So long story short, Denver, I roll in around 7:30 a.m. You can only imagine what I looked like. And they have this comedy condo, so the comedians stay there.
How interesting.
Interesting is the word.
Yeah.
Definitely the word. I'm like, I don't want to sleep in bed where like,
right,
Chris DeStefano's jerked off multiple times.
Yeah.
So
they like wrote their name on the wall and come.
You're yeah.
Like, I don't need to see this. This is weird.
So the instruction is that the key is just there. The key's going to be there. So I go up. I'm like, hey, I need the key to room 209. And they were like, we can't find it. And I was like, if I don't lie down and go to sleep like, in
yeah.
minus 5 seconds, we're going to have an issue. And they were like, whose name could it be under? And I'm like, I don't know. There's like three comedy managers' names. Like, this could be anyone's name.
Yeah. The full 40 I don't minutes. Care whose name it is.
Just I literally don't
give
care.
Me the
and
then key.
At one point, I'm like, if you can find the key, is there a bed? Do you have a bed? And they're like, there's a conference room. And I'm like, oh my God, how did we get here? How did we go from great table with Ja Rule rapping to me to possibly napping on a conference
You're
room
like,
table?
You're like, do you know who I am at 11? Do you know who I am in Miami?
Honestly, the amount of. I mean, I was in the middle of Denver and no one gave a fuck about my relationship with Ja Rule at that point.
Because everyone's high.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, we don't know what the name is. Go, and you're like, just
key?
Give me the key.
The key to life. Yeah. So finally, I realized that we added an early show to Denver and I changed my flight. And I think they didn't realize I was going to come in early. And I realized the comic before me
isn't
is probably
gone
still
yet.
There and sleeping.
Oh.
And the comic before me is Jared Freed.
So you're like, just let me the fuck in.
So I go, he knows who I am. And there's two beds. So I'm like, he knows who I am.
Call him.
So I lit, but it's like early. So I'm just like, I'm not going to wake him, whatever. I just go into this condo, go in the bedroom and fall asleep.
So they let you in?
Yeah. I'm like, I know Jared. It's cool. Like, we're
okay.
Fine.
So then what happens?
Well,
you fall asleep.
I started to hear things and I started to get worried. Like, what if he does something super weird and I have to be like, hey.
Oh, my God. What if he literally commits a murder and then you're an accomplice?
And I'm an accomplice and then I'm in jail before you for tax evasion. It's yeah. fucked up. So but then it's awkward. Like, when do I text him to be like, yo, I'm here? But I
yeah.
keep falling asleep. Like, I'm not fully there to know how to handle this awkward situation.
I know, yeah.
So I just don't deal with it. And then if anyone knows Jared Freed, he is a very loud podcaster. Like, it's his thing. Like, he's a yeller and he's hilarious and he's high
yeah.
energy. So at around 11 a.m., I almost peed myself through a startling of, hey, welcome to J Train Podcast. He starts podcasting in his room. And I'm like, this is not happening. This is absolutely not happening.
Oh my God. Tell me you walked in on it and scared him.
I was going to, but I just did not have the emotional capacity
yeah.
to deal with that. So I just texted him. And then we had this awkward. He was like, hey, I'm in the bathroom. Hold on. And I was kind of like waiting. It was so bad. And
could you fall back asleep?
When he left, I for sure did. But it was the funniest situation. I was just like hoping something weird. Like, what if he was like running around naked or something?
No, I always, yeah.
But maybe yeah. subconsciously I was like doing it for the story, for something weird to happen.
You definitely were.
Yeah. Yeah. But unfortunately, it was just a subpar story on a podcast. But I need to know about your week.
Dude, I easily went to, and I will say this, I have been to some crazy fucking weddings before.
You have.
I've been to two like really insane weddings. like a couple years ago. This one completely topped it. Like, there were things that I was like, I didn't even know you could do that.
Can you give me some details of the experience?
So, like, every time I go to a wedding, there's, like, certain things that I will, like, make a mental note and be like, I want that at my wedding. Like, string quartet, non-negotiable. You know, like, someone playing the violin, like, at all times, non-negotiable, will be at my wedding. She walked down, like, a mirrored aisle. I just can't even. She imported her flowers from Holland. Like, it was the most spectacular wedding I've ever been to in my life. Another thing that you realize is that, like, you're so poor. Like, yeah. There are things that you don't even know that rich people know about.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, this
is
thing
class.
Of flowers is worth more than my life.
Right. Like, her flowers were worth more than, like, my future wedding.
Yes.
You know when you get a wedding invitation and it says, like, basically it's like, are you a vegetarian or do you want the chicken? You know? Like, that. Those are the options. I've realized that at rich people weddings, you don't get an option. You sit at your table and the waiter comes over and says, you have an option. We had the option of lobster or filet. And I panicked. I was like, I don't, like, what? I ended up getting the filet. Phenomenal choice.
Obsessed.
But it was just things that you're like, I didn't even know this was possible. Like, she had a full flower wall.
Called me, and he, because he was, you know, he cares about weddings right now. Like, he's looking into it, and he was like, they had this, like, circle photo thing. I don't even know how you do it.
No.
But, like, Paige was, like, spinning.
First of all, it was, you couldn't bring your phone to anything. There were no pictures, no videos. Like, she has the exclusive on her wedding. Like, nobody was on their phones at all. So when you walked in, so Thursday night, this is another thing I really love that she did. Thursday night was her rehearsal dinner because it was a destination wedding. So everyone was flying in. Thursday night, she did her rehearsal dinner with her family and her, like, best friends. Then Friday night was when everyone flew in, so she had her, like, welcome party. The welcome party was a wedding. Yeah, the welcome party was a wedding. So you walked in to the, like, venue, and it was, like, a mirrored aisle. And then in the center was this E! News 360 cam. And I was like, I've waited my whole life.
You're, like, doing a beeline. You fucking, like, kick Greg to the side. You're like, this is my moment.
I was like, I need a solo shot. Please get away from me. And then she had, like, a full dinner. Her dresses were impeccable.
I was about to ask you, what was her favorite look that she had? Like, what's in right now?
So Paulina, let me give a backstory first. Mm-hmm. I met Paulina because one day I was home minding my business and my dad was watching the Golf Channel. And, like, I'm not paying attention. And all of a sudden I see this, like, cute little blonde come onto the screen. And I was like, who is that? And my dad was like, oh, my God, Paige, it's Paulina Gretzky. Like, how do you not know this? And I was like, I don't watch golf, Dad. So I posted her on my Instagram and was like, I need to marry a golfer because this is the epitome.
This is my aesthetic.
This is my whole vibe. Mm-hmm. And she DM'd me. We ended up becoming friends, like, DMing back and forth. She was going to be in New York. We went to lunch. This is before Craig and I even started dating. But Craig became friends with her, like, prior, and, like, her brother and, like, whatever. So they had, like, a separate friendship. So when we went to lunch, I had just started talking to Craig. So obviously her and I were, like, talking shit about him. And so we, like, fully connected.
Yes.
So it was her wedding to Dustin Johnson, who is, like, the nicest human ever. Mm-hmm. And it was just the most spectacular spectacle I've ever seen in my entire life. She walked down the aisle to, like, a full, I mean, the music was just insane. It was like that Great Gatsby song.
What was, like, the most romantic moment of it? Because, you know, like, people could put tons of frills and buy a lot of shit.
Okay.
But what was the one that, like, you got in your gut where you're like, oh.
The most romantic was right when, so as she was walking down the aisle, I always obviously look to the groom. And he's tearing up a little bit. He's tearing up. Like, you can tell he's holding it in.
That means it's real.
Right when she gets to him and it's time for them to now speak, he couldn't talk. Like, he had to stop and he had to, like, recite the vows of, like, I will whatever. Like, they did traditional vows.
Yeah.
And he, like, his voice cracked. He, like, got all choked up. He had to stop and, like, full baby cry. Like, he couldn't even look at her. Oh. It was, I started crying. As someone who doesn't cry often, every wedding
and
I go to, I cry. And as someone
who's disgusted by men who cry, this
This
was, like,
I hate it.
An exception to the rule for you.
No, the only appropriate
save all your fucking tears for when I walk down the aisle, bitch. That's what you yell at dudes.
And if your husband doesn't cry as you're walking down the aisle, I advise turning around.
See you in large claims court.
Yeah, no. See you in federal court. You will apologize to the Academy because it's just...
the Academy needs an apology.
Yeah.
Imagine if you literally are walking up and he like isn't giving it his
I'm
all
like,
and you just turn around, you look at him,
like,
you give him the look, and you just turn
Wait,
around.
Wait, best part of the whole wedding, and I was like, this, if Hannah doesn't do this for me at her wedding, best part of the whole wedding. It's the, like, end of the reception. She's about to throw the bouquet. She throws the bouquet. Her best friend doesn't catch it. She does it again. She's
oh,
like,
my
no.
God. That's hilarious.
She was like, no, I'm throwing it to my best friend. Get the fuck out of the way. It was amazing. I was like, and that's true friendship.
Is, okay, so I was, you know, a little jealous that, like, I don't know how you're gonna feel about my garage beach disco dolphin wedding. But are you still gonna have fun at mine?
I'm gonna have the best time at your wedding, but I was dying laughing today because I, like, my two girlfriends that are stylists, I texted them and I was like, hey, I need you to help me find a dress for Hannah's wedding because she has given an insane, she has given an insane dress code that I'm unsure of what it is. And they sent me a few options. Bitch, one of the options was the Kendall Jenner dress. Like, with the cutout. It was, like, a top cut out like that with a long skirt. And I was like, for the joke, I so badly want to show
you know
up
it would make me laugh so hard. It would literally make
I was
make
like, I can't.
Laugh.
I was like,
I have been
text
getting
back.
A lot of texts. This one guy was like, what are we wearing? And I'm like, just make it a moment. Like, I want everyone to have their moment. And he's like, okay, I'm thinking cute cocktail shorts, blazer, shirt, and loafers. Or a tux. Like, no one knows what they're doing.
No one knows. I am going, my only, like, thing in my head is I want to wear long sleeves.
I agree with you.
I want to do long sleeves, but I want to do a pastel color. And I haven't found
the
haven't found
only trolling that happened on my Bachelorette content was people trying to eye like
any
white or
white.
Light like they were really mad that Sierra had like a white crop top.
Do you want to know the story behind that crop top? That was
you brought it. Yes. You sick fuck. And then people don't even know the behind drama because it was a pretty chill Bachelorette and like the only tradition is like let me wear white and Paige shows up with a full white cover-up. And I'm like, Paige. And she goes, it's a cover-up. It's a cover-up.
We're at the pool.
We're at the pool. And then
but the only thing that saved me was Raina walking in after me in a full white bathing
full
suit.
Full white bikini. Full white bikini.
She was
and that's
like,
when
it's
I was like,
shell.
These people are fucking.
She was serious, too. She was like, what? This is eggshell.
It's
eggshell.
And I was like, I literally have lost control that the animals are running the zoo.
No, the girls have gone wild.
The girls have gone wild.
There was no taming us.
But people were coming for you because I posted Feather Night and you're wearing light blue and everyone was like, how could she?
Oh, my God. Wait, I got that, too. They were like, I would never wear light blue to someone else's Bachelorette. And I was like, wait, is blue now a color that we're not wearing around brides? They're like, it photographed white. And I was like, okay, but in person, it was fully blue.
Okay, my final thing that people are sending to me recently today is our shows are live. Our New York City, DC, Boston tickets. Well, the dates are live. The pre-sale is the 27th, guys. and the code is Giggly, and then they go fully on sale on the 29th. But we posted our like announcement of the dates, mm-hmm. and you posted a photo of us, you standing, me thought squatting, and then the link just covered my face.
Oh my God, Hannah, I noticed that literally like hours after.
10 people sent it to me. They go, LOL. And we were just laughing. And I was like, that is like the most Paige thing I've ever seen.
I didn't even notice it.
But it was literally like perfectly just on my face. Like, not
it looks like I did it intentionally. I saw it hours later and I was like, whatever, Hannah, it's okay.
I was cracking up.
Here's how I...
You know why? Because I knew that you didn't know.
That, okay. And this is... How
why
you
our
define
friendship works.
A good friendship when you do something fucked up and you think she's not gonna care.
I go,
she's
stupid.
Like that's when you know that's your real friend.
I go, she's like, not she calculated care. Enough to be like Hannah's face doesn't deserve to be in this. The only way reason you would do that is if I looked bad or it was like hurting your brand that you would cover me.
But the bitchiest part is that I noticed it later and I was like, whatever. She's like, no one's noticing that. Literally hundreds of DMs.
They know it's Hannah. They know it's Hannah. What do they need to see her face again? We've seen her face enough in the last week.
We know it's Hannah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So I'm like weddinged out. Also, I counted it. I will have gone to like 6 weddings with Craig and we like don't even really like each other.
That's what happens when you're with a southern man.
It's so annoying, kind of.
Is it like getting romantic for you guys? Are you starting to feel like pressure, or is it like inspiring? Like, what's the vibe? Because I know when I'm with someone, it always affects you too in a way, you know?
I would say like the first 2 weddings we went to, I was like, if he doesn't squeeze my hand at like the vow part, this is not meant to be. And now we're at weddings and we look at each other and I'm like, are you sweating? And he's like, yeah, I'm sweating. And I'm like, I'm really thirsty.
It's just like, yeah, become normal.
And it's like, what do you think the hors d'oeuvre hour is like? Like, what's the cocktail situation gonna be? Like, now it's just like we don't even.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah.
It's like going when your friends start getting like sweet 16 or bat mitzvahs, you're like, okay, and when's the speech? Let's write. Yeah. It.
But I will say I have been to all of the weddings I've been to, all the ceremonies have been perfectly like short, sweet, to the point. Let's go drink.
That's my plan too. We just have to, for the gigglers, I just want everyone to pray that in May the weather is okay for my for when the dolphins come out, you know.
Are you actually having dolphins?
No, but there are seals in West Hampton, so maybe they'll be like, what's up?
If seals get like beached, like what is it called when they like are stuck on like the
there's
beach?
Just a beach seal. It literally looks like a dog burrito, a seal. Like what happened when God made you?
Oh my God. Okay, I watched a lot of documentaries about the orca whales eating seals. Anyway, that's a different pod.
You just do National Geographic documentaries. We do have some dope docs to talk about later, but if you know anything about Giggly Squad, it is a Pamela Anderson stand pod. It's a skiing pod, and it is a loving your mom pod. This is a mom stand pod. This special Mother's Day segment is presented by Macy's and Acast Creative.
No, we love our moms on this pod. I think we love our moms on this pod so much because they're the only people that we really do know that they listen to it every week. Because they give us criticism every week, so we know they listen.
Constructive criticism, which we love. Kim and Lenore don't miss a beat. And we love that for them.
They really don't.
And let's be honest.
Even though they are late to our live shows because they're busy getting drunk with each other.
They have main character energy and they gave it to us.
They do.
So there will be.
It's only natural.
Yes. I also think that, let's be honest, they birthed us from their vaginas. We're indebted to them for the rest of our life.
I mean, my mom had a C-section. So like, did she really have a hard day that day?
Arguably worse, arguably more traumatic. So with that said, I'm so excited because we're partnering with Macy's for Mother's Day to spoil our moms, and all the gigglers should go to Macy's.com to spoil their moms because Sunday, May 8th is Mother's Day, and we need to go off.
It always creeps up on us. Mother's Day is the one holiday that you're like 2 days before you're like, oh shit. And Father's Day, I feel like no, I always have planned.
My dad doesn't even know my own birthday. Like, your dad can't even tell you like the name of any of your friends you've been friends with your whole life. You, if you do not get your mom a present for Mother's Day, you are a shitty human.
Yeah, and that's just science.
So with that said, Macy's, they ship stuff so fast, and they have so many good things for Mother's Day. I'm going to tell my mom not to listen to this so she gets surprised, but can I tell you what I legitimately am getting her?
Yes.
I'm going to narrow it down, but first of all, they have, my mom loves a cute sneaker moment from Macy's. Like, she loves a cute sneaker.
Yeah, she
does.
Just
for bopping around the house.
She's so cute. When she bops around in her sneakers, she really is adorable. People don't know. Lenore is literally, you could put her in your pocket.
She loves a mental health walk. Like, she needs to walk every day or she, like, will be off the walls. My dad will nap all day regardless. My mom needs to walk out her energy. So Cole Haan has these adorable sneakers. Like, it's like streetwear fashion. I think my mom is going to look adorable in them. But then I also want to get her, because summer's coming up, she has a lot of cute sundresses. I want to get her Steve Madden strappy block heel sandals. Like, not too high.
She deserves them. Yeah, she does. I feel like I have a, like, regimen when it comes to gifting my mom. Like Lenore, she does, like, a mental health moment, but she does hers in the kitchen. And she will make you anything upon request. Like, she loves doing it. So I always try and get her, like, a piece from, like, Le Creuset, because I want to eventually have her have the whole, like, all of the things.
Oh, my God.
So I always pick like, a piece from them. And Macy's always has them on sale, which you never find anywhere else. So this year I'm going with, like, their signature enameled cast iron round French oven, which I know that Kim will put that to good use. And I bought her, like, something for Christmas that went with it. So it's just, like, all encompassing. I had a plan. Here it
is. I love that, because, you know, it's what brings her joy. Also, I'm on the Macy's website. Yep. They have a whole section for gifts. But they literally do best gifts for a new mom, active moms, pet moms. Don't forget a pet mom.
Yep.
For the mom who has everything. Like, they have all these segments. And then they have brands they recommend for moms, such as Coach, Dior, Effie, and Michael Kors. I'm obsessed.
Rich.
I also kind of, I don't want to turn my mom into a beauty influencer, but I think I'm going to get her a satin pillowcase. Is that crazy?
No, because my mom sleeps on satin sheets and she can't sleep on anything else. She's gone full diva.
I think it's important to keep your mom with the current trends. And, like, she's probably sleeping on a pillowcase that, like, my dad slept on. Like, ew.
Yeah. One day we'll both get Botox with our moms and it'll be a bonding moment.
God, I love it. Then finally, I'm getting her a Kate Spade New York pebbled leather cross body bag, because you have to.
Yeah, that would just be rude if you didn't. Oh, my God. Picturing Lenore with her crossbody bag, her little sneakers, going on her walks, like, is bringing a tear to my eye.
I also have to say, Butter's listening to this conversation. I think, like, she feels like she's left out. No, Butter, you have to get me something for Mother's Day, okay? Anyway, go to Macy's.com for all your Mother's Day needs. I'm obsessed with Macy's, and we're obsessed with moms. And have fun shopping. We have some stuff we have to discuss in our notes. First off, because of The Bachelorette, we missed talking about Kim Kardashian, her photo with Pete Davidson.
Wait, also someone at this wedding weekend was asking about our podcast, and they were like, but I don't get it. Like, how do you know what to talk about? Oh, I think because I was making
all the time.
I think I was making fun of Craig and Austin, actually, is how it came up. Because I was like, yeah, they, like, plan their podcast. And they were like, well, you don't. Like, what are you talking about? You don't. And I pulled up our notes app, and I was like, no, we have a shared note, and we just, like, if something happens during the week, we're like, that's great to talk about on the podcast, and we write it down. And they were like, give me an example. And I was like, okay, example, justice for T-Pain. And they're like, what is they were like, what does that mean? I go, I have no idea, but I don't hear about it on
I can't breathe, because I do the same thing, because I'm like, look, it just says I have a parasite.
Masturbation manifestation. You figure it out. Like, I don't know.
Honestly, we let the energy of the word speak to us. If it pops out to me, then I speak it. We're just here communicating the Lord's work, okay?
Did you giggle at when I wrote I have a parasite.
I can't, like, I'm so excited for the shit we're about to hit because it is chaotic energy in here.
Okay, so Pete and Kim, she posts
the photo of them, like, at the restaurant.
Yeah, and I stole her caption for your bachelorette.
I'm obsessed with that for you.
Yeah. And everyone was like, but you're not even eating in the pictures. I was like, Hannah is the snack. How do you not get that?
Oh, my God. Don't explain.
I'm like, pay attention, police.
You guys, we have very highbrow captions. So yeah. Just either you're with it or you're not. The girls that get it. The girls that don't.
Yeah, people that think we're like being mean. I'm like, you're just not getting our sarcasm humor. And for that, I do feel bad.
If we're not being mean, we hate you. If I'm being nice to you, I don't like you, and I feel uncomfortable around you. If I'm like, hi, how are
I'm
you?
I'm uncomfy.
I just talk shit about you for 3 hours.
If my voice goes up an octave, I'm uncomfy and know that.
You're done. We talked about you all week, and you just walked into the room. And we're like, hi. But if I'm like, what's up, dumb slut? That's how you know I fuck with you. If I haven't called you a hoe 100 times.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So anyway.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
So Anywho. The problem with this photo is she edited the fuck out of his face. And I don't know for a fact if she like did anything to his jaw or his nose, which people are saying, but I know she like smoothed out his like under eye circles and the pores in his face. How would
he
you
looks,
feel?
He looks good.
Oh my God. You go, she should. And she should. But how would you feel if you were a significant other and your significant other posted something and changed your face?
Okay, well, Greg doesn't even like know how to do that, so like I can't even like explain it with him.
Have you ever edited but, Craig?
Yes.
Oh my God, the tea. What, when he's like hungover, a little bloated?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I have to like smooth your face out for a quick second. But I've had friends post photos and they've edited them and I'm like, what am I, chopped liver? True. How fucking dare you edit yourself to make your teeth whiter and not even put the little square on my face to make my skin look better?
This is why I love you. I love your honesty. And I can empathize with you getting an amazing... I've had boyfriends where I just have never gotten a good photo with them, and that's why people don't know we ever dated, because we never look good at the same time. But every now and then you'll nail it, and he didn't. And sometimes you need to use some movie magic.
And there are times that Craig is like, I can't believe you posted that photo. I don't look good in it. And I'm like,
no one cares.
Look.
This isn't about you.
This is my, again, this is my Instagram.
Again,
I will
this
block
is making my social media about you.
Yeah, I'm like, I will block who I want to block and I will post what I want
to
post.
I thought you were about to say you're going to block him.
No, and I might, you know, like I might block him from certain stories. Just like, I look amazing,
oh
you look
gosh,
like trash.
I'm crying. So that was that tea. Also, there's a Starbucks conspiracy going around.
What is it? I love conspiracy theories. I'm like very into them recently.
Same
like
geez.
I'm totally down with birds aren't real and snow isn't either. I've been hanging out with Craig too much. Craig legitimately thinks that birds aren't real.
What are they?
He loves when I say snow isn't real.
You can't just like drop that and expect me to continue the conversation normally.
There's a conspiracy theory that birds are not real. There's certain birds that are put in the sky to...
Like drones?
By the government, and they're actually drones. And did you see that TikTok where everyone was lighting snow on fire and it wasn't just like melting and it was smelling like plastic? And I was like, snow's not real.
Okay, you sold me. Both of that sound very valid to me. So the Starbucks conspiracy is a marketing thing that they're told to fuck up people's names so people will take a photo and post it on Instagram. And I'm like, I've never felt so duped before in my life.
I've heard that, and that's absolutely true, for sure.
Also, that's such a fun job.
So
to
smart.
To be like, Rachel?
So smart.
How bad am I going to fuck your shit up?
Yeah. They just, because there's no way that they're spelling like Alexa wrong.
I know.
Like, if they can remember what's in every coffee drink, they know how to fucking spell Rachel.
Also, you just had my credit card and you know my name. It says it right there.
Yeah. No, I believe in that conspiracy
theory. They purposely hire people who can't write.
Yeah.
I love that for
them. Yeah, I believe that. What were the docs? Wait, first let me tell you about my parasite.
Yeah. Yes. This has been worrying me for days, but I had to wait for the pod to talk about. You're like, I'm dying. And I'm like, okay, wait till Monday. No, is it at least a good one that like detoxes everything inside your stomach?
So let me tell you, the past couple of months, I haven't been able to move my head fully to the left. Like there, like every time I do it, I have to stop at a certain point because like my neck would start hurting.
Welcome to 29, bitch.
Yeah. And I was just like, this is normal. This is like, this is who I am now. I can't turn to the left. Whatever. My right side is better anyway. And I was like, whatever. I'm sleeping on it wrong. I have bad posture, all of the things. Then a couple weeks ago, my whole left arm went numb and like my neck tightened up. And you know, right before you're going to pass out, you kind of like zone out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like,
well,
that
you faint all the time.
I faint all the time. It's just like a thing that I do.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to faint. But I didn't. And then it went away. Then like 3 days later.
And then
you
ignored it. You were like, that.
I ignored it. I was like, that's. I'm like, drink more water, you stupid bitch. Like, you know, it's just whatever. That's who I am now. Then a couple days later, I wake up. And when I tell you, my whole spine was like, off kilter. Like I couldn't, like one side of my body was like down. I was like, oh my God, I'm having a stroke. Like I had a stroke and this is how I am. I called my mom. It's like 11 a.m. It's like a Saturday morning. I called my mom hysterically crying. Oh, God bless this woman. She jumps on a train. She comes down to New York. I call my doctor who is a kinesiologist, which like my mom's like, that's not a real doctor, but it is. Uh-huh. He is like a chiropractor slash like all of your organs are connected to something else. So like you might have a problem in your neck. It's actually like your stomach, whatever. So I go to him. I tell him all my symptoms. I also kept getting a metal taste in my mouth. Like every couple of weeks, I'd get like a metal taste in my mouth for like 10 seconds and then it would go away. And I was like, whatever.
Are you good, bro? Like, what?
Yeah, I was like, something's up. Like, whatever. Anxiety. I chalk everything up to like, well, I have anxiety.
You're like, anxiety, so. And I haven't drank water since 2005. So this, yeah. This tracks.
And he says, all of your symptoms sound like you have a parasite. But like most doctors won't say that you have a parasite unless you have like a rash or something. So he puts me on these like detox vitamins. I had to take 3 a day for like 7 days. After like day 2, full mobility in my neck again. Your neck muscles are directly connected to your large intestines. So if something funky is going on in your large intestines, it like shoots a message up to like the muscles in the top of your neck and they will start hurting. Also, the metal taste is like a sign of having a parasite. I was in Mexico.
But he
also said 80% of people have parasites and they just don't know it.
Like literally you can get a parasite. Every giggler listening right now is like I have a parasite.
Because you could get it from like eating sushi. Like you can get it from anything. And then they can have babies in your intestines. You have no idea. It eats the nutrients that you want. So you actually have to starve the parasite. And these like detox vitamins like did that. And I feel great.
Were you
like
eating on top of the detox vitamins?
Yeah. You like take it morning, noon, and night. My sleep got better. My like bowel movements got better. Like things that I didn't even know were fucked up got better. I could read.
I learned how to read. Now I suddenly know how to do my taxes.
I was like, wait, I'm an accountant.
Wait, I'm obsessed that you were just like, there was a parasite just like chilling, like your bestie.
The only thing that's annoying is like, I looked it up online, like, for hours at night. Yeah. Sometimes people like poop and you can see the parasite. And so like every time I like looked for that thing and I never saw it.
So it's one parasite.
It could have been multiple, but I never saw them. What's her name? Way better.
What's her name?
Agnes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some Agnes shit right there. Agnes would.
Yeah.
Agnes would make it about her.
So
that was gross. Basically, but inspirational. I'm a worm. I love the journey that we just went on. And you were like super educational.
I was super passionate about it.
Oh, mental health moment. I have a new way to manifest.
Okay.
I read it on TikTok. I say read now on TikTok because it's like makes it sound more legit. Because we read the captions on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
It's called movie trailer manifestation. Okay. So you manifest something in your head like it's a movie trailer. Like you think of the song, you envision the moments, you envision like the hard work up to it, the doing it, the afterwards, and you like put a song to it. And then like you play that song and you think it. And it's just like, these are just fun ways to actually manifest something.
Wait, I saw a commercial on Netflix the other night and I'm going to watch it where Oprah's interviewing Viola Davis.
Yes.
And she says, Viola Davis says, I fully manifested my husband. She was like, no, you have no idea. I got down on my knees. I started praying to God.
Sorry.
So bad. I went to Catholic school. How dare you?
Oh, she's like, oh, now you're continue.
She was like, and I prayed, and she was like, and I said even the most insignificant things of like, obviously she did height, but that's significant.
Yeah.
She said she wanted him to be an athlete. She wanted him to be from the South. She wanted him to be black. She wanted him to be however old he is. She said 3 weeks later, she met him and they're married. And it is everything that she manifested.
People gave you shit. I mean, not that much shit. It was funny about your list. And I thought your list was fully insane and not okay.
I stand by that list.
It was a manifestation of you like visualizing it, seeing it. One of my friends said, I don't know if it was friends, someone successful talked about how, Lily Singh, the YouTuber, said she's a very visual person. Mm-hmm. And she's like the first female late night co-host or not first, but she's killing it. She's all about aesthetics and she loves the design in her house. And she thought that her manifestation board was like gross that she made. She like cut it up. She just thought it was like a stupid collage. So she'd put it in her closet, but nothing was happening. And she was like, I need to see it. So she took it and she put it in her shower, basically like outside the glass part, and then made it cute. And then she looked at it every day when she showered and it really affected her. And what I've learned about manifestation is it's not the feeling you get is not like, oh, I hope I get this. It's like
you're
just like, when I do that, that'll be cool. Because then like you just become it. You don't get nerves around it. That's why like with the man, it's like, oh, when I see him, I'm going to know. It's not like, I hope he likes me. I'm scared. I'm nervous. But I also want people to be open that sometimes the universe has a better plan for you.
That's
like,
true.
Like I would argue that I did not manifest as in I said I didn't want to date another comic, and I've never dated a guy in his 40s, and it surprised me like what the universe knew what was better for me than what I thought it was, which was like,
I will say on my 24th birthday, I like that whole year I said I will be on TV by the time I'm 25. And when I turned 25 was the first time Summer House reached out to me, like that next month.
And what's crazy is I manifested when I was selling t-shirts when I was 24 that I want to be...
That we would have Giggly Squad merch?
Yes.
Speaking of Giggly Squad merch, how fucking dope is this sweatshirt?
Okay, so Giggly Squad merch, when I tell you it's the best we've ever done.
Yeah, this is our newest launch is so sick.
And I know I sound like Chris Harrison being like, it's the most dramatic season. But like, you guys, if you've been watching my stories, I wore it all Austin. I've been wearing it. And the gigglers are like, are you crazy? How is this not on the site yet? And I'm like, sorry.
It looks like a legit band.
People are going up to, someone literally went up to me and goes, what band is that? And I go, my band.
Literally, you became Eminem in D12. That's the name of my band. Just started rapping in Austin.
Oh my god, D12 is my favorite. But anyway, with manifestation, I basically was like, I want to do video, and I kept it pretty general. And then I was, it just like video was,
it just happened.
I knew I was going to be on a screen.
Yes,
and you cannot be ashamed, especially when you want something. You have to like really own it and really love it and want it and not have any bad energy of like, oh, you're selfish because you want attention, or right, oh, your parents not gonna like this. It's like, no, this is me. This is
wait, question for you. Yeah. I don't know why this just popped in my head. Yeah. Are you gonna dye your hair red
after my wedding? I think I will, except I'm getting my hair dyed right before my wedding because I have gray hair from reality TV.
Because on your bachelorette, you did say it in a drunken state. Oh my god, Paige, guess what? I'm dyeing my hair red. And
basically,
I was like,
the
right
TikTok
now,
red is what I want to do. The TikTok,
yes,
red,
the strawberry red.
Do you support?
I kind of do.
I just think, Paige, my hair's been like this since college.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
You go, if I have to look at your fucking boring face again.
No, because
wait, am I the
feel
least
like
interesting to look at in this podcast? I just feel
no,
like
no, but I feel like you never, here's the thing, you never like when you get highlights, and you never like when you get low lights.
I also never like if I cut an inch. If I cut an inch off my
no,
hair.
No, you have a panic attack.
I have a panic attack. Like, I wish I had the jawline you have, but we don't. We're not a jawline girly.
Honestly, I chopped my hair again in my kitchen today.
If I had a jawline like you, I'd shave my fucking head.
I might just do it. Just chop it. It needs
you
to
would
be
look
shorter.
So good with like.
Please
I
stop manifesting
a
shaved
Jane
head for me. I don't want to.
You go.
I
you
will literally
my bad nails.
I will. You literally did. I know that you did. You manifested my bad nails, Hannah. You fucking put a hex on me.
But I feel like that would be high fashion.
I'm not shaving my head.
No, you know what it would be. Editorial.
No, it's not happening.
I didn't know what editorial meant because I recently was talking to like some stylist and she's like, this is so editorial. And I go, no one's ever said that word to me and I don't know what it is. And it sounds like a book that I don't want to read.
It's high fashion.
Is that
it's
what
things
it is?
You couldn't wear streetwear. It's editorial. Like,
have you always been more commercial?
Or are you editorial? How dare you? How fucking dare
you know how
you.
I learned that from the Tyra Banks show, the
yeah more commercial,
they'd always be like, she's too commercial, shave her head off.
Actually, when I was a child model, I was straight commercial.
Yeah,
and that means you're in like that's like catalog modeling. Editorial is like they want you on the cover of Vogue, they want you in Vanity Fair.
Editorial,
they want
you have to be like ugly hot.
Yes, you have to have an interesting face, and it doesn't always mean that you're like so pretty. It's you're just so interesting to look at.
But that's why Kendall Jenner is like, it's interesting because she is very stereotypically hot and has changed her face to be like very stereotypically hot and is getting that stuff.
Yeah, like some of the biggest models, like if you saw them, you'd be like, wait, what's going on? But they're just, you like want to look at them.
Yes, they have interesting faces. What are we talking about? Oh yeah, my hair. So maybe I'll do it. We'll see. It'll be like a rebrand.
Are you? Yeah. Okay. But would you to dye it red? It's not. You don't have to bleach it though, right? Like
I have no idea, and I heard red is the hardest to do.
Oh, you haven't done any of the research.
Do I look like I would do admin?
Yeah.
Or
how
research?
Have you not done any of the research?
Because I haven't even started wedding planning, Paige. I'm getting married in 2 weeks.
I like wake up in the middle of the night, things pop into my head, and I do the research. Like last night, I had a dream that I was ripping my toenails off, so I had to research it.
Oh my god, what is
the
meaning? What is the meaning? What is the reason?
Like, multiple meanings, and it like wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm gonna go back to sleep because this wasn't the answer that I wanted.
I
wanted
I had a dream
to be
about
like,
you last
you're amazing.
Night. It was pretty boring, but
Hannah,
I had a dream about you. Were we?
I texted
chilling in our
you
dreams?
About it.
Oh my god, you did, which is fucking crazy that you said that to me, because last night I had a basically, guys, I've been doing stand-up on the road, like, my hour for a long, long time, as in, like, 8 months, and I'm feeling a special coming on in my gut.
Dude, and I texted Hannah literally yesterday morning, and I am not going to lie. I've gone to multiple psychics, and they all say the same thing, that if I wanted to be a psychic and I honed in on it, I could totally do it, yeah. And that I come from a line of witches, and I believe that. And I had a dream of you telling me that you got a Netflix special, and us being like, oh,
that's
my
crazy,
God.
That's crazy, because yesterday I was literally talking to someone who, like, has connections of how that would happen. Like, I had that conversation.
You're getting one.
Mine is less cool.
Okay.
It was me, you, and Sierra were at brunch, and I guess we were not in New York, and I was like, mm-hmm. I missed my flight.
I mean, that was literally just like last week. That was just a memory.
Like, we were just having so much fun, and then I was like, 12:30? That's my flight. And then, you know, when you're on your phone and, like, it won't load, like, nothing's fucking loading, and you're like, I need to, and then it's like $800 to reschedule. So that was just an admin.
What do you think about the, like, when you dream, your phone is with you every single day. It's a huge part of your life. Mm-hmm. But in your dream, your phone is never in your dream.
I have computers in my dream, like laptops. Like, I'll be like,
interesting.
I'll try to go to the Wisconsin website to see my schedule, and I, like, can't type to see what class I'm supposed to be at.
I've never had one electronic in a dream.
I'm just like, I'm a tech nerd, though, you know, I'm just like super tech.
I did have a dream, though, recently, and I woke up and I thought it was real, and I actually got out of bed, that someone knocked on my door and wrote me a note and was like, how dare you not recycle? And it had, and all my trash was outside my door.
Was it Sierra?
I don't know. Sierra did send us a text being like, it's Earth Week, make sure you recycle extra. So maybe that was it. I was like so nervous that I didn't recycle enough.
When you're in a bad place, though, like, dreams really are your subconscious. And I was exhausted this last week. I woke up one day and I was so tired. I'm PMSing. I miss Dez. I miss Butter. I miss my friends. And I was like, I had to do like 5 shows that night. And I had a horrible dream. And you know, when, yeah, like, you just can't get the dream off, yep, you? Like, I, like, walked around and I still was feeling, like, the fucked upness from the dream.
Yeah.
And I started having a panic attack because I was like, mind, what's wrong with you? This is not a real dream. Why are you sad? Yeah. Why are you upset? And then I, like, called my friend.
Who?
I called Cheech because she, okay, loves talking about anxiety with
I
me.
I was like, hello? Yeah, Craig is a real fucking asshole in my dreams, always.
Oh my God, that's interesting. It's interesting how people, like, well, it is classic to get mad at your significant other in the dream.
Yeah. Cause they're just dicks. Okay, so what dope documentaries are you watching? Cause I watched a show that,
okay, well, I have to talk about it. White Hot, the Abercrombie and Fitch documentary.
Oh yeah.
So, hot take, I mean, I've watched a lot. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
I could see that.
There was no murders. There was no, like, real people getting in trouble. They're like, oh, Abercrombie and Fitch was fucked up. And I'm like, no shit.
Right. Like, it's not like anyone got sued.
Yeah. Basically, the most fun part is the beginning when you remember what Abercrombie and Fitch was. And they, like,
yeah,
show everything. But also, Abercrombie and Fitch in my, I don't know. It wasn't necessarily, like, it was cool, but it didn't, like, make you or break you if you had Abercrombie or not. What about you? Do you remember Abercrombie being like, only the cool kids wear Abercrombie?
I remember telling my mom, if it's not Abercrombie and Fitch on Christmas morning, I don't want it.
Wow. Well, then again, that's me. I had no idea what was going on in the fashion world.
Like, Abercrombie and Fitch was the first time I ever bought a pair of tight jeans, like, tight on my thighs. And I remember those jeans and I loved them. I can still picture them. Like, I can still picture my first Abercrombie and Fitch outfit, and it was a denim mini skirt, and on the butt was like the classic Abercrombie, like, butt logo, uh-huh, but it was in pink sequins, and I fucking died for that skirt.
I went to a school where we had to wear collared shirts, and, like, the Abercrombie ones, we'd wear the collared shirt with a tank top underneath, like, a different color. What,
remember when people would wear double collared shirts? Like, that was a, yeah, thing.
Those men are in jail now.
That was wild.
That was also, like, are you,
and
not
they were
sweating?
Popped collars.
Popped. Oh my God. It was horrible. I remember I did tell my mom, I was like, if I win this match, can you buy me a Lacoste shirt? And that was like a huge deal. It was like $80.
Yeah. Yeah. Lacoste was a huge deal.
Lacoste. I thought Lacoste was cooler than Abercrombie. But long story short, so basically it's super homoerotic. Basically the guy who ran it was gay, the photographer was gay, and then you have all like the douchey guys being like, yeah, I'm so cool, I'm in a frat, when it was, but the male models, they definitely took advantage of. And
I have heard that the photographer, like, because when I was a child model, all I wanted was to be in the Abercrombie and Fitch ads.
You're like, fuck you, limited to.
And I went, I remember I went for one audition for it, and I just, I looked nothing like the girls that were like going in for it. Like,
I'm gonna be honest, you're a little too cultured. You're Italian. You like, yeah, like I didn't, I was, they wanted blonde.
Everyone was blonde. Everyone was blonde.
Yeah, so the controversy is they wanted all American, but all American to them was literally just looking like you grew up on a cow farm.
Yeah, like I didn't, I was, everyone was blonde. Everyone was blonde. And I wasn't tall enough. And I remember going to it, and I remember being so upset about it. And then years later, like meeting a guy who had like modeled for Abercrombie and Fitch and being like, it was the worst experience, modeling experience ever. Like the photographer was so creepy. And like he definitely slept with all of the guys.
So overall, Abercrombie, I highly recommend it. But like, you're going to be like, yeah, no shit.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. Then on the flight, I did watch Jane Goodall's documentary, which was lit.
Dude. Someone in my fourth grade class dressed up as her to do a book report, and I'll never forget it.
Jane Goodall, that shit was wild.
She was a pioneer. I mean, no one was doing was like, what Jane Goodall was out here doing.
This is a name that like you kind of think you know what she did, but 26, they gave her 6 months. She had no experience. They're like, we want someone who's unbiased, not a scientist, who just loves animals.
Oh my God, she was 26?
26, just throw her in Africa. And she, for 5 months, just sat there and watched monkeys run away from her. And she's like, it wasn't working. Whenever I'd see them, they'd run away. And then one day, I think she realized they like bananas.
Wait, did Jane Goodall start the banana thing with monkeys?
The whole slip on a banana peel? That was Jane Goodall.
Is Jane Goodall still alive? Or is she like a Brene Brown that I like randomly think is like old and dead?
I think she's still alive, but she's definitely old.
Okay.
But people also weren't respecting her because she was like blonde, beautiful, long legs. And these chimpanzees, it's crazy. They start to accept her. And she's like playing with them. And she starts learning so much about them because there was zero information about chimpanzees. And she basically goes, everyone thought humans were the only ones that could make tools. That's what like made us cool. And she watched them make tools to like eat ants. And she's like, newsflash, chimps can make tools too. And everyone started freaking out.
What streaming platform is this on?
National Geographic.
Okay. Wow. We are getting old.
We are getting old. So you guys, get a subscription. It's fucking crazy over there. But then they send this
guy. Dude, remember when you were little and your dad would put on National Geographic and you'd be like, in your head, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Now I'm like,
I said Nickelodeon.
Just put on National Geographic and let me sit here in peace. No more noises. But then they send this guy to take photos because they don't believe her.
I can't see butter. Just butters. No, it actually looks like a snake. Why is she doing that with her tail?
When cats are happy, they just let their tail flow around. It's like an extension of their personality. Like when their tail is moving like that, it means like she loves the sound of my voice. We're vibing.
Your wire is like going crazy.
Oh, shit. Can sorry.
Can you hear that?
It's okay. People won't be able to hear it in the recording. Okay. Wow, we'll make it. We'll make it through this. So long story short, they send this guy. I forget his name. Not relevant. We're decentering men from our lives.
Right.
And she doesn't like him at first because he chain smokes. And then they fall in love and get married and have a baby that they raise in.
See, be open. Be open to your manifestations.
I do have to say, though, I'm like, really? Like, have you just not been? This is like a work crush. I feel like he's the only one
that isn't really hairy
and stuffing his face with bananas the whole time. He's the only one that could speak to you. I feel like this is a work crush, Jane.
Jane married a monkey.
But they ends up getting divorced because he was the only option. But the kid was raised in, like, Africa. And
her name is Katy Heron. Katy Heron.
It's Katie. It's spelled Katie. C-A-D-Y, but yeah, it's Katie.
I'm gonna call you Katy.
This kid, they do a whole thing about him. He can like do the sound of every animal. She's like, do a zebra, and he's like, uh-oh. And she's like, okay, now do a giraffe, and he's like, wow.
And I don't even know what a giraffe fucking sounds like. This kid could have done anything. And I know, true. Like, we'd be like, that
fucking kid's a genius. He was like, ew, ew. You're like, that's an ambulance, but okay, I think he knows what he's doing. So anyway, I highly recommend watching that. What did you watch?
Oh my God. Okay, so I got home from that wedding at like 6 p.m., whatever. I got on my couch. I fell right to sleep, slept till midnight. And I was like, I just fucked myself. So I was up all night. There's like nothing on. There's nothing on right now. So I was on Netflix. And there's this new show called The Anatomy of a Scandal. And it was only 6 episodes. I watched all 6 episodes. Sienna Miller is like the main person. And it's basically about her husband that gets in trouble for having an affair. And then just like realizing that her husband is a fucking asshole. Because she like believes him the whole time about like this affair and like all the things she's saying. And then it's good. It's good. Ooh. To like have on. Where it's like, I'm kind of invested in this, but there's also nothing to watch. So, like, I'm going to watch this, but I don't, like, really care about it. And so I watch that. And I also watch The Ultimatum. Did you watch that?
I, like, am triggered by that stuff now, but.
No, it really, they all need therapy. And they're also all, like, 23. And I'm like, none of you are getting married. Bye.
Also, who was like, you know what would make this better? If we fought on TV.
Yeah, like maybe, right? Like I could have never sat there and watched my boyfriend go live with someone else. I'd like, be like, I get no, it. Obviously we should break up. You want to bang another girl.
Yeah, and obviously like if you want to be on a reality show, like that's cool. We've done it. We're there. But are there not better ones?
We're living. Not really. We're surviving.
Like, it's happened. We did it. I'm in, like, so much debt from therapy, but of all the reality shows, you're going to pick
it's
the one.
It's funny because it's true.
But you're really going to pick the one that like shows you and significant other like relationship fall apart? Why don't you fucking, I don't know.
I just couldn't imagine like convincing my boyfriend. The same with like Temptation Island. You know, like imagine having that conversation with your significant other. Like, okay, here's an idea.
Yeah.
We go to this island. We see if we want to fuck other people. If we don't, we stay together. And but if we do, like, oopsies.
Oopsie poopsies. It is an early 20s thing, though, where you're like, let's do something crazy and, like, we'll fucking fight.
If you're in your early 20s and you're in a relationship and you're thinking about sleeping with someone else, it's because you want to sleep with someone else and that's okay. And you should break up and you should go sleep with someone else.
And that is something Brene Brown would say. I'm obsessed with that. I'm going to end with one more thing. I forgot. My mom is such a savage. She calls me and she's like, you guys need to talk about this on Giggly Squad. She just watched a show with these like Japanese kids who have to run errands.
I saw the commercial for this on Netflix.
She said it was so fucking good. And she starts dying laughing. And she goes, these kids do errands that you could never do. And I'm like, okay. I didn't ask to be attacked right now before 11 a.m.
And I also heard that like Japanese reality shows are so insane that they put like our reality shows, like they're like child's play. Like, I heard they're so good. Wait, now I'm going to watch it. Because I was like scared to put it on. I was like, I feel like this is going to be like heart-wrenching because there's like a two-year-old crying in the trailer for it. Like, I don't want to go to the store by myself. And I'm like, oh my God,
but then you're
I
like,
don't either.
Girl, I get it. Yeah, girl, I get it. Like, I could barely fucking write a check. Maybe we'll learn something from the show.
They're like doing our taxes.
Anyway, guys, we are so excited. We're going to New York City, Boston again, because y'all were so crazy.
Y'all were nuts.
Y'all, we're still not recovered from it. And DC, did I say DC? Yeah, New York, Boston, DC. Click our link on our Instagram for Giggly Squad. Also follow us on TikTok. It's getting wild over there. It truly is.
And our merch is dropping extremely soon. And this is our most dramatic drop ever.
Also, we never ask you guys this, but if you love Giggly Squad, leave a review. Make sure you're subscribed. Leave a star or whatever, and it really helps us. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.